Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the relationship between pregnancy rate on your dairy and the profitability of your dairy. There's really three main factors that seem to have a large impact on pregnancy rate in our dairy herd. One is the voluntary waiting period. How long do we wait before we actually start to inseminate cows? Second one is the submission rate. If she's past the voluntary waiting period, what is the chance that she will actually be submitted for insemination? And then finally, the conception rate. Are we successful when we do inseminate the cow? The reason this is so important is every additional days open above the norm would cost us anywhere from $2 to $5 a day. So if you think about that, and you had to have a 21-day cycle in a dairy cow, those additional days open are going to be costing you per cycle somewhere between $42 and $105. So if we miss two cycles, that could be an additional $210 that we lose just because we waited another couple cycles to get her pregnant. Now, there's a lot of things that go into that, things like milk production and feed cost and milk price or culling. All of those are factors that will determine what is our actual cost for an increase in days open. But on all of our dairies, it's very, very expensive. So make sure as you're looking at your dairy herd that you're considering what your pregnancy rate is, making sure that you do those things that are necessary to keep pregnancy rates high and your dairy profitable. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.